Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are making our way through the book of Exodus, and it's been fun to just kind of see this kind of a, right now we're in the lull of Exodus, where we're hearing about all the rules and laws that the Lord has given to Moses, who is now delivering them, or will be delivering them, to the people. And so we're listening to the voice of God, and it's very exciting to hear his heart through all of this. Okay, Exodus 22, 16 through 31 in the World English Bible says this: "If a man entices a virgin who isn't pledged to be married and lies with her, he shall surely pay a dowry for her to be his wife. If her father utterly refuses to give her to him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. You shall not allow a sorceress to live. Whoever has sex with an animal shall surely be put to death. He who sacrifices to any god except to Yahweh only shall be utterly destroyed. You shall not wrong an alien or oppress him, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. You shall not take advantage of any widow or fatherless child. If you take advantage of them and they cry out at all to me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will grow hot, and I will kill you with a sword, and your wives shall be widows and your children fatherless. If you lend money to any of my people with you who is poor, you shall not be to him as a creditor. You shall not charge him interest. If you take your neighbor's garment as collateral, you shall restore it to him before the sun goes down. For that is his only covering. It is his garment for his skin. What would he sleep in? It will happen when he cries to me that I will hear, for I am gracious. You shall not blaspheme God nor curse a ruler of your people. You shall not delay to offer from your harvest and from the outflow of your presses. You shall give the firstborn of your sons to me. You shall do likewise with your cattle and with your sheep. It shall be with its mother 7 days. Then on the eighth day, you shall give it to me. You shall be holy men to me. Therefore, you shall not eat any meat that is torn by animals in the field. You shall cast it to the dogs." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, here we see the parts of that quartet of the vulnerable, the poor, the widow, the orphan, the alien. And we see it so clearly delineated in this passage. And I just love you for it, Lord. You are the God of the helpless. You are the God of the broken. You are the God of those who don't have anything. And because they don't have anything, they have you. And you are a defender of the poor, of the widow, of the alien, of the orphan. And so, Lord, we thank you for just your heart coming out on the pages of Exodus, your desire to act justly with those who are put out to the corners, so to speak, of society. Lord, you have shown us that the way that we treat those who are not like us, so if we are not widows, that those who are widows, that or if we are not orphans, but there are orphans in our midst, or aliens, or poor folks. The way that we treat them is shows how we love you. And you're very clear in the New Testament that we are to love you and to love others. And kind of the proof of the pudding is the way we love those who can give nothing back to us. And particularly thinking about refugees and those who are in a new land. And I just know, Lord, I have a heart for folks like that, because even though we were not refugees when we lived in France, I know the bewilderment that happens when you go and live in another culture. It is so scary, hard, and bewildering, exhausting. And so, Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes in our own neighborhoods this week and this month and this year to those people who are struggling in coming, in being citizens of our country, who this is not their first language, and they are just trying to get a driver's license and all these things. Lord, just help us to be the arms and feet and the embrace of you to those who are maybe not from this country. And I just thank you ahead of time for showing us that ministry, for opening up doors for us, because it is, I remember having that opportunity just with foreign exchange students as well several years ago, and what a utter and complete joy it was for our family and for us to love them well. So Lord, keep our eyes open to those who suffer. Help us to know that you have your eye on them. And I thank you that even right now, when the world's falling apart, you are still behind the scenes taking care of those who are broken. And Lord, in light of that, would you take care of us too? There are broken parts of our own selves. I know there are people who are widows who are listening to this podcast. There are people who are orphans who are listening to this podcast, people who are displaced, people who are lacking money. And Lord, please be Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides for them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a review or give it some stars on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you're listening to this. It just helps more people find the podcast. Even more than that would be if you are willing just to send a link of today's podcast to someone who might need it. That will really help them. And I think there's some folks here, and really, truly, this is like why I did the podcast in the first place. One is my missionary heart wanting to see it to go all over the world. But two, I believe there are people in the world who believe that there is no one in the whole wide world that cares about them or prays for them. And I want them to know that at least I'm praying for them. And not in some sort of weird God complex or anything like that, but just so they don't feel alone anymore. So if you have someone like that in your life, feel free to forward this podcast on to them. In the meantime, I hope today is a day full of blessings.